tunnels and stuff, I begin to wonder why you went from 6 to get massively into this human wedding. Get up at 6 and get on to an airplane and all that. I want to take a different crack on this problem. I want to take a look at the problem of how you don't insulate. But I have an ambitious plan, but with this cloud, it's not going to be happy to finish this.
It's on the top.
On the top. Maybe what I'm going to do, I'm going to just remind you of the insulator results and what, how you just think you missed problems and how you would go from that to insulator. And it turns out that phase-proof systems, which we have done studies, those are the maximum system of all systems. And also this system is very easy now. The first time we're able to go to the false chloride, and so a quite different chance. It's very interesting to see how the system is evolving. So I'm going to skip the reaction mode part, and if I do that time, I'll talk about how you need that system. So that's the sort of plan. Of course, collaborating with the Fujimori group at Tokyo, and also Sadio Singh.
You're seeing sharp peaks in YBCO as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. don't want to see access disturbed, I can simply change it, but now I'm fine. So, I can just...
I mean, there's a lot of disturbance on the ski access and the band structure, all the, actually, the oxygen bands are concerned, as far as the chlorine band are concerned, is gas and copper oxychloride.
Yeah.
But not in the, not in the
copper
squared minus Y squared, like Zhang Wei's, the same like stage. If you would project that out, you would find it very well.
Fine, if I would, I take this system to be very similar, so I don't have a detailed band structure, if I would compare with the Langston Strunk copper oxide system.
Well, it's very different.
Then
this is how I see it, it falls apart, it's got
yes.
A solid interaction.
Okay, fine.
Sorry.
All right, let's leave this open for now, let me move on, okay? So that's just as a, the point is just the energy dispersion, so, so, I mean, obviously, what is interesting, of course, is the dispersion you can sort of try to account for within this context with the TJ model with the energy scale. Like, there's many numerical work being done, and it works very well. And in this part, it then just doesn't work with TJ, and there are many different ways to think about this problem. One is the numerical reporting in pi and all that. Also, there's a lot, and obviously, this heavy renormalization is due to J. I just want to show those results as a stage, saying that that's our starting point, one with a low-flow system. And I also want to say that if you really look at the low lines, I think the qualitatively, it's more or less that if you look at the dispersion, then that the highest energy peaks are at pi and a half points. And of course, you have a marked gap, but if you would go around the zone boundary of this dispersion, then you have something more or less like a new wave like dispersion. This is about 300 or 400 minimum. So while I'm basically saying that this will be your starting point as an insulator, if I think about this as a model system, then I would say, okay, what happens if I dope this model system? Ideally, yeah.
How do you distinguish that from just a kind of a band structure effect of the maximum energy span?
For this particular talk, it doesn't really matter because for this particular talk will be just say where you would drop the chemical potential. Okay. In this case, the reason we plotted this, we found that I saw a pattern in the momentum distribution function approximation, which is exceedingly similar to that of Visco, and I'm using the interferometric zone boundary as a way to define as I try to remove it into. But let me move on to the, for this part of the talk. So, when I...
Can I just make a comment about that previous slide about the T prime? Because
yeah.
That T prime has the opposite sign to what white needs in order to get stripes or actual. It has the opposite sign. Okay. Hey, I'm just saying.
Okay.
There's no sign of a flat distortion between pi half, and pi zero.
Yeah. Between pi half to pi zero, there's significant dispersion. That's the amount of dispersion. It's about 300 millivolts.
And you can reproduce that with a big T prime, you're saying?
Yeah. You allow T prime and T double prime. So
a lot of fine-tuning because you have to cancel something in this case.
Yeah, I'm just reporting this being done.
Okay.
Yes, you need a lot.
When I was in my little talk in obscure Charlotte called PLM, just 2 weeks ago with a letter, where we just used an analytical SFR filtration, reproducing exactly this dispersion by assuming a D-wave gap, and we could even fit into the Arnold or Chicago D-wave gap features in detail, and we reproduce them by an SFR filtration, this gap feature in the insulator. So there are also different explanations, not just T-prime, for this gap feature.
Fine, so that's sort of what I would see as my starting point. And now I'm hoping to show you two systems. When you load them, they actually behave quite differently. The first system is the same system as the as, as this, and the material system we work on is, you would be, you work on is you look this, I ran out with the, this was a very bad print, but it's sort of, you replace some of the calcium by sodium. In this case, the nominal number is about 15%, but it's leaning somewhere around the 10 or 15% dose system in this particular case. In polycrystalline samples, this system has been doped in, over the entire range, and the maximum PC is somewhere around the 30K. But in this particular case, it's somewhere around the 19K, so it's clearly underdoped system. And what you show here is spectra, integrated spectra within the first 35 millivolts near this region in K-space, and that is what you truly draw as the Fermi surface expected for a doping level of this, from basic event structure type of consideration. What I'm going to show you now is some of the spectral cuts around here, here, and here. But I do want to say that following though, this is a low energy electron diffraction pattern. One thing I want to focus on is that we believe this is the first time in a metallic sample, in a metal, in good metal, and a superconductor, I see the shadow band, which I sort of emphasized earlier, the back folding of the band. And it's quite important now to say that I do not have a superstructure in my electron diffraction pattern. That will also give you some, just to make a... Make
a three things about the house. Why don't you have spiky features in here?
Yeah, can I come back to that?
When it's not about
the actual system, right?
It's a
Christmas
city. It's a Christmas
city. So when you fly by full bar, we really have to be getting into our magnetic.
That's what I'm trying to lead into, but I need to obey that, make a case for it first. Just to say that you may argue that this E pattern was somewhat diffused. Actually, in the computer screen, that was just bad print. In the computer screen, so it was basically comparable to an undoped case. So those are some of the low electron diffraction. Nowhere can we get a low energy electron diffraction as good as YDCO provided by Wolters and Bugs. This lead pattern is comparable to some of the best lead patterns of semiconductors. Okay. Just to say that we don't have this kind of effect. If you have a reconstruction, like 2x2, then you will see the Fermi surface would be, this would be, is the real Fermi surface, that will show some shadows that you kind of see. And so what I'm going to emphasize to you is that the shadow outs in that system, I've shown you a diffraction pattern, there's no obvious structural thing. And actually, you know, you hear from them, if you suppress the surface state, even with some lead pattern like this, the shadow, you know, if you use the log scale, you will see them very well. And this is the strong reasoning. We don't.
Yeah. Did you check the root error as a function of electron energy?
Yeah, we did. So now I'm going to show you data. Around the three sort of cuts and
see that this slide goes up.
For example, I mean, sorry to say, the lead pattern with the element is that the chloride, did you judge me to think you put them in here?
Yes.
And what is the
lead pattern of the electron energy?
No? You have the function of electron energy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we don't see any obvious. Okay. Because those are pretty simple. You usually need to change the energy to I mean, it's just a dial, you just look at them and move it. So it's okay. Now you can see I'm going from 0,0 to pi pi, 0,0 to pi pi. You can see now that I see a typical band going towards the Fermi level and reach the Fermi level sort of, and it's a well-defined Fermi cutoff. But I hope to convince you that there's actually, after the band presumably crossed the Fermi level, where the structure dispersing back. And along these two directions, of course, the matrix element makes this effect, the matrix spectra less clear. in this case. However, if you would do a derivative of the spectra, in all cases, okay, you will see a band going up and then see a shadow coming back down. Okay. And of course, there are a lot of numerical calculations to see a shadow band. And we felt, as those of you who are in the field for a very long, shadow band, a lot of discussions have been discussed in the context of optimally doped disco and all that. There, because there's an alternative structural distortion of exactly the same symmetry, has that issue has never really been resolved. And most people believe in that case was,
In
what system?
In this one.
Yeah, but at the end, you always have a structural distortion.
I'm talking about
the distortion of a hump.
Yeah.
Has this pi-pi.
Okay, that's
a different
story. That's a totally different story. Yeah, okay, I see your point. That's a different story.
Can you point in the radio with the shadow band?
I would say this is the shadow band.
You don't see a buffer, is that correct? You don't see a buffer, is something from the background again?
Yeah, that's, maybe I will begin show more data, then we'll talk about it.
So actually, this is one of these
cases. Those were all taken around 20K, so it's a sort of light border that you can see. This is around 20K, I would say more normal state. Now, I'll show you here some data taken around some of the high symmetry directions. Okay, again, that was a naively band Fermi circuit would be. I show you the band from 0,0 to pi, and that's what it is. And if I blow this curve up, and it's a really nice, be cut off by doing something really metallic here. Okay? Now, if you look at the pi zero region from here, in this region, and then you're thinking from where you would expect it across like a gigantic single gap. This we're talking about 200 or 300 millivolt type of a thing. Like, of course, then you can go from 0,0 to pi zero to, you know, make a this cut also, and you can see nowhere near in this situation. So what you have now is a situation here. I just take the derivative of the data and have a dispersion more or less like this. Again, this is an energy scale of hundreds of millivolts. Okay. Now, if I were to take this and plot the insulator results on it, it looks quite close.
Did you talk about the Fermi surface as a node in this case?
What?
You just have a node for the Fermi surface?
What do you mean? This is just one direction, one cut. If I would have a node, then I'd need that many, many cuts.
At the bottom of the fiber two, you have your maximum, right?
Yeah.
You should have a cut, and then you reach it down to 3 to 4 as well.
Yes. That would be what the data would imply. We see a thing going up, something going back down. If you would extrapolate that, then you would see up. You would imply a pocket that we don't directly see. That's what you're saying. So, but I think the main thing I want to say is that around the nodal pocket, I think I'm hoping to convince you that there's a pocket. And this is quite strong effect. Let me just go back to the original thing. In aux chloride undoped case, what typically is this point, the maximum point, is about half a volt to 0.8 and 0.6, 0.7 EV below. Okay. The chemical potential is typically here. for this data, for this system, that's suggesting strongly that what happened with anecdotally was really like naive picture. I'll show you in the Langston strengths and copper oxide system active behavior rather differently. Okay. And this does cut scenes that come back down. Now, of course, it's, what, this is interesting. There are several possibilities. Those are discussed in the context here. There are several possibilities. Now, I'm hoping to convince you there's no real structural thing. So then that leads us to say this shadow band is really some of the thing. Because one thing about it is what you numeric like results. And the other is the shadow band is just there are some sort of anti-ferromagnetic fluctuation. This is a shadow band of zone folding like this, like another one. And actually, I think the most interesting one and the most likely one is the one which has been talked about by Patrick and Sheldon, is this small pocket. What was somewhat surprising to me was that this side appeared to be pretty strong. That's what the data for the imply in this case. The reason I prefer this for this is that this region is extremely gapped. I've shown you this region at least about 2 behind it. Very strongly gapped in this case. If you were to pick a SDW case. So I think this is interesting. This was now it is interesting because if you were to compare that with the Langston Strontium copper oxide system, this gas system actually behaves quite differently. And that, in a sense, it makes me quite humble to see the materials, even material systems, can have such a decent behavior. Now, let me go on to that.
What's the estimated value of the anti-ferromagnetic exchange for this system?
Do you know? The answer is no.
Okay, Sam's is not saying, huh?
Yeah.
It's 125 millivolts.
Yes, yeah, so that's for the insulator, because we are above that dope, as well as those ones, nothing mentioned.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the for the undoped case?
Yes.
The undoped case is extremely similar to the Langston's Johnson hub oxide.
Yeah.
Almost identical.
For the people who do DJ model calculations for the doped case, what they are using? The same value?
Oh, yeah, of course. We just put it in holes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is a interesting pass, I think.
Question?
Yeah.
We have to put the same two things in.
Slightly below TC, yes.
And do you see a quality particle?
No. We don't see a quality particle, but on the other hand, even in VSCO, if we would no one sees, I don't believe anyone sees a superconducting quality particle peak for samples with a TC below survey in any material system. Okay, let me just show you. Even for a material like VSCO, as you go under locally, you see this peak is getting smaller as you go under locally. Here we're dealing with the samples at 19K, so we can.
Yes. Do you have a little idea what the maximum TC is for this?
It's not because
you can only go for some
numerical. No, numerically, people have done that and just matching through, putting more and more sodium because that's a pretty good solid solution. Maximum TC is about 30K, then it goes down with more sodium. So it's a material system, at least for polycrystalline sample, it's being studied so far. Maximum heat is about 40 K.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just showed data among the zone biology.
Yeah.
And I didn't see very strong evidence for the buffer that was drawn in the
okay, fine. Okay, let me come back then. As you, if you compare that, we have taken this, as I said, I've watched it out in the dark and I believe this was published. and you can see, if you look at here, a lot of very different from those cases when the sites developed with something.
Is this area yellow mean?
Okay, I'm sorry, yellow mean highest intensity green, highway intensity, here, lower intensity.
You have 30 million voters, and you want immigration, you have the factors.
Question?
Yeah.
What's happened to you, Grace, temperature? The higher degree, the colder?
No, we have not done that, so we do not know.
Yes, in principle, in this staggered current state, you can manage your own stabilizer. And actually, you should carry full, pocket, and there's no reason for the backside to be particularly small.
Yeah, I think if I read your paper correct, that your prediction is that you see this, and this side, you see something weak, and along the node direction should be zero.
That was the first paper that we wrote, when we were doing fine tools, that was a very approximate.
Okay.
But in fact, for the real staggered current, this is exactly five.
Right.
So the two things, it's really like that, the symmetric thing around my body, because it's, that would be the same. And then, the general idea is that if you have fluctuation, you should get a base value that we created because of fluctuation. And this thing was an attempt for us to get it to the parity of the right.
So I think the qualitatively is, this is a picture of being tossed around, it's just an anti-magnetic fluctuation, I think the first was shooting again. But that would tend to give something pretty big than what it's seen. A and B would tend to have a relatively small gap.
Well, if you use the same value for the gap that you're referring to as pi zero, you go with three, right?
Right. The point is that the dispersion is so similar to the insulator, where in the insulator case, it's very difficult to explain. If you look at spoken systematics.
You know, this is the line shape of this. Does it look familiar to the light, or is it not the same broad?
I can show you. That's right.
It looks just like the standard for this thing.
Standard, I think it's called.
Now, if you just share the word in this room, is it possible to share the word and then go by like this obscure by its own voting calculation?
Yeah, because in disco, technically, there are many other things going on. It's very difficult.
You see the shadow there is quite good. Is that?
Yeah, but the problem is there are other possible interpretations.
But there seems to be less colors in one control, which goes in the opposite direction, right? It's what people think is a problem structure.
I think that's true. It's just a superstructure. No, there's a 2x2 distortion.
Actually, lead belt, they become very clear. The lead belt makes a system for the model.
So now let me move on to the next, before I can cover that. The next topic is try to contrast what we see here, the case where I think there are evidences for stripes. What I'm showing here is that what happens is it appears to be just chemical potential moved down here.
Before you hear that the synthetic possible is long chain, when we send it in the CLA, from the width of the peak is because some dispersion on the CLA.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting in the chain.
So, for sure, even in the both sample of OPC, for the same reason, you would expect to see a shot.
Let me reframe myself from comment on the line shape for now, just because I think the statement I can make, a very solid statement, is that I see a shadow band in this material and folding back in a metallic state. Okay, and the qualitative dispersion is quite similar to that of the insulator as the chemical potential drops down. Now, the line shape is higher order problem and not really suggested.
But when you say metallic state, so, in what way is it a metal, sorry?
Because this material, if you measure the normal state, if you measure the...
It's a pretty
good metal. And the superconducting transition is pretty high compared to within this family of materials.
Do we know where the sodium goes? Do we know the structural problem? You mentioned that you didn't actually know exactly what the concentration of sodium was. That bothers me because it would be simple to do, I would think.
I think according to the growers, they go into replacing the calcium because the forming solid solution was them. So it's going into the calcium site. That's what they're going to do.
But the normal state, so the properties, otherwise, as far as temperature dependent, resistivity, and so on is concerned,
it's pretty good.
Susceptibility, we are very similar to the
other cooperatives. There are literature, more. I can't give you a number on top of my head, but qualitatively within a factor of two, there are the grades.
And this company has a little problem with a factor of two as well?
With the LSEO.
With LSEO.
This is the transport work is done by the Cardinals Group on product soil samples. It's about 3 years ago. That's polycrystal samples. And at the single crystal sample, Takagi claims that it was improved. Takagi has published something. We're working on paper, so we have at least something about this single crystal. I'm not aware of anything in print. And those samples were first succeeded like 4 months ago. That's the time scale. In April was the first time we said it had succeeded in 12 of those 6 months. And we started working on it. Now let me just again remind you that here we are. If I were to measure spectra at A point and B point, I would expect to see about 300 millivolt difference. That's sort of the insulator. If I were to soak the system, the chemical potential drops down. That's what it is. Now let's look at the case of that Langston's drop in carbon oxide. Let's look at the case near the boundary of metal to insulator transition. The 3% at the insulator side and the sort of 5% begin at the boundary, slightly over the boundary, and this begins to go into the metallic side. Your naive expectation, and which is consistent with the last with family of material system, and say you just see the chemical potential moving down as you go. But what actually in this case was happening was that, you can see I'm tracing this guy, what really the first order effect of what happened was that you see a growth of some spectral weight in the pi zero. I think that's the zeroth order effect as you increase the voltage. There's actually some growth in the spectral weight in the pi zero. So as if you're soaking into this gap of the original material. And as you further soak, you can see the further, here you can kind of even in the spectral say there's double strip. If you see basically the spectral weighting begins being loaded up in the pi zero, and until those are all under those regions, and until somewhere
in the optimum dose, some of the waste guy moving towards that. So relatively speaking to other systems, then the nodal direction, the spectral rate, is relatively suppressed in this case. All those were data taken with the same experimental geometry, just varying the doping systematically in this case. So I think creating space inside that data.
CX, do you ever see the upper nodal band in your experiments?
No, I mean, I need to get that completely taken out. Upper band then. Okay.
So can you work on it for these spectrums?
First of all, we can look at it somewhere around the 28. So creating space, and here I'm showing you data from nine different compositions. Okay. So here's the photo metal insulator transition boundary. In the insulators, all the spectral weight is well below the chemical potential. Okay. As you go from the insulator to the metal case, then you begin to see this upper panel is a spectral taking near pi zero region. The front panel, the spectral is taking in the pi and a half region. And you can see that the nodal direction the system is struggling. In this case, the system is struggling. And also, near the metal to insulin transition boundary, then both components seem to exist. Okay. Then what happened was the strive state light began to build near pi zero, as the other spectra shows. So this appeared to be sort of the qualitative picture. Joy has some idea of the way I actually don't make sense.
I really don't know, except that the chemical potential we generally find is that for the system that's going to be vulnerable, we'll find the chemical potential rather below the middle of the gap towards the valence band. But usually it's pinned there by some impurities.
So this really, the system that seems to take a quite different path than first mature system when you sort of create state. Now let's look at the K-space distribution. For comparison, this is what you would expect from a band structure of a Fermi surface. That's the insulator, then you go to the optimum doping. Somewhere it goes from electron-like to electron-like, and as you probably know, even in this story there are controversies, and I can talk about that, but I don't want to have time, I'll be happy to discuss it with anyone. Okay. So that's more like a diamond shape kind of thing. Now, if you would have a perfectly over the case, then my yield picture will be you have these straight lines. Okay. And if you would have this order or with a more doping, then sort of the effect is somewhat subtle. Okay. That's sort of the expectation. And our first crack on that at underdoped samples about 12%. That's sort of where it was believed the effect was strong. Here I'm just showing you the most of the integrated spectral wave, and sort of we found that most of the spectral wave was concentrated within this quarter pi region. Okay. That's what we found. We just follow this what. Being discussed in the NLK scheme, being discussed by Mohid and the other group. So that's, and from that we sort of want to interpret that in particular, that if I look at low line excitation in this geometry and And you see some weight here, but it's really mostly dominated by yellow. Combining this with the data I showed earlier, it seems to be that you're going to go to the create states inside that, and those states live near pi zero region. And we found out with the strike-like picture build up with the reasonable interpretation. And here I'm showing you data. This is even more under the near-Lyman LSO. And again, that's sort of a different energy window configuration. Again, I would say that you see a pretty straight segment, which is about a quarter filled in this particular place. Also, here's another sample, which again is about 12% doped. In this case, this one does not have near-Lyman to stabilize the static order. Under this geometry, was very qualitatively very similar to this case. And what is also really interesting is the data taken right ahead of the metal insulated transition boundary. That's the 5%, and if I were to do integration, the signal to noise is not as good. You can see the reflection on this normalization number. But qualitatively, the fact does not change that much with doping this particular case. So with that, naively we said, okay, we have two reasons. One is this create states in the gap, and one the other is this. I should say that this, again, I mean, the effects, even with comparing band structure, is somewhat subtle, because the expected thermoelectrical band structure would be something like this. As I alluded to those data, it was somewhat subtle.
Why don't you get to Bands Crossing? How did you get this? Would you just go to the facility and see this way and see this way?
Yeah. Okay. I don't fully understand. There are several possibilities. One of them because at the gamma point of the matrix is always quite small, because it's a dot k. When the k is very small, you can make it some notes on what you're showing. Yeah, you have to impose some matrix correction to it. Because we are assuming, we're imagining spectral function, but of course, those who have to be modified by the matrix. And that will come down to later on. Yes, that's what the naive link would be, as I will try to do, illustrate how one would try to understand that. What we are saying that we have two domains, which is a superposition of these two domains. I can also connect reasonably well to the earlier data where I sort of show two peaks in the data. Because naively now you can say, okay, this is really a cartoon. Reality is far less dramatic than this situation. And I would have a situation, charge-ordered situation, and more easily in the domain situation. Now, what happened will be, here, of course, not totally incident, but whole core, but will be more gapped or semi-gapped, especially with the super press away. If you would imagine low-line excitation would be mostly coming from those guys. And if those guys were somewhere close to quarter field, then you would have something more like this. That's sort of naive. This very dramatized cartoon.
Do you share the synthesis power in the function of quantum energy?
I'm going to go into that.
And the rock crystals without twins are in the world?
We would love to have crystals without twins. At this point, there's no crystal
there's no untrained LSCO just available.
It's on the original structure, it's just not fully.
I mean, there are
some pieces, it's completely static, right? With diodinium, it's completely static.
I have no access to any untrained crystals.
So you'd like to do the photolithic experiment on the same kind of samples as we saw on virginal stock, for example? Even the photo, I'm not sure. Well, one of them was.
In one case, in the LSCO, you have alternating planes, but in IBCO, it's less clear.
But in your experiment, this must really come from one plane.
Yeah. If I would have top plane going one direction and the next plane going this direction, I would see a pretty clear in a such a way because the escape desk is such that I would be dominated by the top signal. I think it's quite reasonable to expect them to have the wings. Even if they are there. I just want to point it out that those were there, a lot of interesting calculations and all that, and I'm sure Werner is going to talk about it, and many of the things what we see and stuff we'll talk about later is has some of the resemblance to some situation of his calculations, the site there. And actually, it's quite interesting story of how this will be compared with calculation like that. I think he's going to give a talk on rings in my mind. So, those were some of the data, and those were the some of the corresponding parts he would calculate using its what's called it. Cluster observation theory or something. The 12% of the neodymium stabilized and the rest of the room. This is a 500 millivolt integrated signal, and this is a single medium terminal. So this is all fine, but we got a following problem. There are several problems with this way of thinking. And this also alluded to what we've been trying now to work on is that what really is the difference between the stripe situation and the chain situation. In our paper, we ended up that with two questions we said we don't know the answer. The first question is the following, this famous frag band situation. If the interpretation I just gave to you is correct, then I have the following problem. This is a result seen systematically in all two places. Here I'm seeing a band going from 0,0 to pi 0, okay? In the stripe interpretation, what that means is that here I am have a situation, I have all those stripes going this way, it corresponding to a Fermi surface like this, and the stripes are quarter filled, therefore this is a quarter pi, this is a half pi, quarter pi each way. Okay, that will be the situation. There you would expect to have no dispersion as I go from 0,0 to pi, because now I'm going hit against my user, I'm hitting against the stripes. Right? My user hitting against it. Right? If you really look at the data now, you can see this is at a low energy scale, this is the famous flat band, extremely flat. What we are suspecting the fact this is flat, probably there's something in this system related with that, okay? With the difficulty of Hawking's law. But this is hopeless to
understand this complex. Why do I see such multiplication? Is that possible? Is this the possibility that those are really to be high energy electrons they can tunnel through or something? That was a puzzle we were actually, if you notice that in our original version we were struggled, so that we have two possible interpretations. One was that the interpretation was 90 degrees rotated. Then we tried to accommodate this, and we never understood this. Why? In a situation we see a dispersion which goes against our strike rays. That's one thing we don't understand. The second thing we don't understand was the super gap or the gap reaching near pi zero.
Can I just make a little point? I mean, when you start and are describing on Wednesday with the strikes on the electric particle swap into the anti-ferromagnetic regime, just vertically through the strikes, they require a dispersion of water jet. And so this is very natural that the particles want also to work in the anti-ferromagnetic
regime. You're right. I'm leaning to that. It's very clear I'm running out of time. I'd be happy to discuss here, I realize that. But the second thing we don't quite understand in the context, precisely the context of earlier discussion with the following, I have the pi zero region. If I would, this is a material which is relatively higher background compared to this one. But if I would ignore that, this behavior is exceedingly similar to other two things, where we think we can interpret with the brain. So the difference is extremely subtle. You can see as I go under doping, I see it in the brain. As a big super gap, and as about 10% doping, I see relatively smaller gap, and I'll do it. That's the case. This is actually quite, in that sense, quite similar to Bristol, for example. Now, that's one thing which is very interesting, that if I would have plotted this chloride data also on this curve, that curve would have gone here, like this. Much bigger super gap. Because remember this pocket energy gap is very, very large. And this is, it is not, presumably it's also about 10% doping. So it should be somewhere comparable to this black and this green line. Here, the super gap is very, we're just saying the things are so racked up by stripes, why there's so many things seemingly still quite sensible with the band structure. That was something we were struggling with. So we end our paper with these two questions, we don't know. And this is precisely the same question. What are you going to do with the normal particles? And all those things were open questions. Those were the issues we've been struggling with. And now, at least there are several calculations and motivate us to say maybe we should look into more of a mode. Those were some of the calculations that Werner's group is going to talk about, by saying that if you have a somewhat different kind of strike configuration, you can see situation, one may need to have a more open mind, you can actually see some of the nodal states, and so that sort of, and another thing is that you, as he's trying to say that, as you try to take into some of those effects, actually, for example, this is one of the strike phase and the dispersions. The difference is because the band is breaking up, it was rather subtle. Okay. That's one thing I begin to learn is that there's a really a very large difference between a strike situation where in actually the quasi-1D, because the charge motion with one direction of preference still have a possibility of going to the major side and coming back. Then the 2D case with the quarter field. What we've been working on recently is on the situation of YBCO, the first beaming, those chain compounds, nearly chains, and compare with those, actually the quality to the difference. So actually in that sense, I think it's right to actually quite get a lot of 2D mix to this. And I think we're still struggling. Before Catherine kicked me out, let's see. I just want to say that we are making pretty good progress. We now experiment on a different. Let me just jump out of this. Different geometry, and we actually, by going to the second zone, we can sort of enhance that. Actually, we feel we also were extremely excited about the fact that we see suppressed state near the nodal direction, but we actually see some. If I would plot EDC of those guys, more or less of a step function, there's no real peak, but if you in the momentum space plot, it moves zero. Okay, let me just slow down. Okay, what I'm plotting is data of a near leaving node for LSEO, 15%, pretty high level now. And also LSEO, 15% to the near leaving.
Where are the occupied leaving zones?
What I'm also plotting is 30 millivolt at the fermion. So it's sort of not an okay occupied, rather than where the low line excitation is. The low line excitation obviously is very close near pi zero. I want to contrast to this case of strontium chloride, which is way below. It's way below. And it's actually very interesting, you see. To be honest, we have one of the problems we do not know is that whether those nodal states were coming from second phase, a minority phase of other doping range in the same sample. We don't know. We actually threw the issue later for us. By the work 3, and we do not know. But those are all issues we are trying to struggle. That's the same problem as the problem we had before. Why do I see any distortion against the strike at all?
Okay, I think we have to end here because you're not aware of instructing in this room at 12:15. It's the director's lunch. It's on neutron stars. That's pretty general audience. It's actually 12 anyway for our program. And others that aren't in the neutron stars.
So we're expected to come basically, right?
That's right. You have to run out of bed for lunch and go. Yes, and we are on the ground for a couple of days. So hopefully we'll talk to you later.
Just keep him static. But the question is, do we have a system of drugs?
I know, but I need errors. I know, we're referencing points.
But the dynamic of being waiting for the human stripes is that important.
Yeah, actually, we need to do it. If the degree is
existing. And also, I mean, you can like, what's the supply of the interchangeable? What is the part of the stripes? Like a fixed rubber?
And here I also see a strong, but when this is working out, the second part, this person just give a license, and that's the what I'm discovering in this video is that
so we don't know what the distance the weight was drawn. That was very strong.
I would say, I think for me, the signature of strikes me a high idea of the dominating nature of the structure. Those systems have such a nice plan, but with a signature, and in this case,